Football continues to grow into Australia's most popular sport. However, it appears Australians are more interested in playing the sport than supporting our professional leagues. One of the best ways to increase interest and gain more fans is by increasing the amount of teams in the leagues. However, expansion is proving a difficult yet necessary venture. An application has now been received for a third team in Sydney representing the South. Chris Jansen has the report.
According to the Australian Bureau of Statistics, football is now the highest played team sport in Australia, and its grassroots programs are seeing an exponential development. However, while participation levels are growing comfortably, the country's top professional leagues continue to strive for increased fan engagement. This A-League season had the largest ever total fan membership amongst clubs. Despite this, since the 2013-14 season, average attendance to matches has marginally declined each year. The discussion on how to develop both the men's and women's professional leagues continues to go on. Jessica Laycock is the General Manager of Marketing and Fan Engagement at Football Federation Australia, FFA. She says a key goal is for those recreationally playing the sport to also become engaged with the professional leagues.
Because at the moment, we just don't have a high enough percentage of people converting. We know that they play football, but they don't actually necessarily follow an A-League or a W-League club. So the real focus for us is converting those participants into fans.
One of the most publicised ways to improve and expand the league is through the addition of new teams. However, the FFA remains understandably cautious given the previous failed attempts of several expansion clubs, most notably the North Queensland Fury and Gold Coast United, although other expansion clubs such as the Western Sydney Wanderers and Melbourne City have been very successful additions to the league. In March this year, there was a new expansion bid, with a third Sydney-based club also applying for a professional licence. The club is spearheaded by notable football analysts Les Murray and Craig Foster. Mr. Foster is also a former Socceroo and the director of football at Southern Expansion. He says the decrease in attendances is evidence of why Australia needs more professional clubs.
That, to me, is a powerful reason for expansion. When the last expansions occurred, the crowds actually spiked. The interest, the TV viewership in those years also spiked. So the evidence is very clear that expansion adds to that. Expansion gives a boost to crowds right across the league. Then it's time to grow.
Mr. Foster says he hopes the licence gets approved soon, as it would have a variety of benefits.
The game's hit a juncture where we need new ambition, we need new investment, and we need new clubs. Just purely in terms of new rivalries, new interest, we also need more opportunities for young players. We believe expansion should occur for 2018-19. We're not certain that that's going to happen at the moment. It may be elongated by a further 12 months, which would be a great disappointment, not just to us and any other bidders, but for the game.
Southern Expansion is a culmination of three areas in southern Sydney: the Sutherland Shire, St George Shire, and the Illawarra region. Some fans are opposing the movement as they believe that expansion A-League clubs should be founded in new areas. However, Mr. Foster believes Southern Sydney was an obvious choice.
The last major remaining area, you could call it a market, that already has huge population, around a million, has massive participation base. In fact, Sutherland Shire has the largest participation of any sport in the Southern Hemisphere. It has immense passion for the game and is yet does not have its own professional club, is the southern region of Sydney.
As well as this, Mr. Foster says there is a very important reason as to why a South Sydney team would succeed where other expansion clubs have failed.
This club, from before we announced that we even have a bid, the first thing we made sure we did was properly engage and partner with those associations. So what we were saying publicly is, we have a heart, we have a soul, we have a family. Before we even have a name, we're telling you that we understand we are part of the community.
One example is Southern Expansion's commitment to all Australian professional leagues, rather than just the A-League. Both Craig Foster and Les Murray have expressed the importance of having a W-League and Youth League set up. A Southern team may appear as soon as next season in the women's national competition. Southern Expansion are also hoping to form a free Youth League for young players, an initiative that doesn't yet exist in the competition. Mr. Foster says Southern Expansion has already been in contact with local associations and is excited to give young players from the region a chance.
So primarily, we want the best young talent in the country, but firstly, we want the best young talent from the region. And it's important for Southern Expansion, given that so much wonderful talent comes out of the southern region, it's important that we become the home of choice for all the best young players in the country.
Besides just youth, a third Sydney team would also provide an opportunity for both male and female professionals to make the jump from the nation's second tier to the top league. One such player is Matthew Bilich, one of Australia's brightest young talents who plays in the New South Wales Premier League for Sydney United. Mr. Bilich previously represented the Australian Schoolboys and won Nike's The Chance competition in Australia, but he believes it is difficult to get noticed for the A-League.
To make it into the A-League from the NPL, there's no real specific way. I think it's quite disappointing that there isn't better pathways, because you see a lot of talent in our league that goes unnoticed. It's a shame because, like myself, they're aspiring to become professionals and maybe the opportunity just never comes and they never get it when maybe they do deserve it.
Mr. Bilich still hopes to play professionally in Australia, but acknowledges that there may be better opportunities overseas.
Out of any league, I'd love to play in the A-League just because, you know, it's my home country, you know, my family and all my friends are from here, so you'd have a home crowd cheering you on. But the fact that it's very hard to get into the A-League and there might be more opportunities elsewhere is another factor that you need to take into account. So it goes both ways. If you can get that opportunity to play local, I'd definitely take that. But, I mean, you see a lot of players coming from Australia, especially our really good talent. Because there's not much opportunity here to develop further, they have to go to other countries to get to that next level.
For this reason, he's excited for another Sydney team and what it could offer.
I think having a third team in Sydney definitely benefit the game. I mean, as a city, it's the biggest population in Australia and there's so much young talent coming up through the ranks, and giving that extra team and that extra opportunity for players to showcase themselves can do nothing but benefit the game.
Mr. Bilich's club, Sydney United, alongside the Sutherland Sharks and Wollongong Wolves, are some of the teams that could provide local talent for a new South Sydney club. Mark Rudin is a former A-League manager and current coach of Sydney United. He says he isn't worried about losing his best players to a new professional Southern team.
Am I worried about that? No, quite the opposite. My job is to try and get these players to the next level. That's one of my main reasons why I coach. It's about maximising each player's performance, getting the best out of them, and then trying to get them, particularly those who want to, go to the next level.
Mr. Rudin also acknowledges that it's a great opportunity for his players.
I think it's a great idea. I think the more teams, the better, from a general perspective or a general point of view, not just a third Sydney team. I think we need more teams. You know, right now with 10 teams and you take away the amount of foreigners per team, it really is a select few that get to reach the top. Right now, there are only two Sydney clubs and, you know, we're talking about the biggest city population-wise and registered players in the country. And, you know, mathematics tells you it's just not enough. I think we're stopping, you know, young players the opportunity to really, you know, play the top tier.
And he also says that current professional clubs could be taking more notice of the second-tier teams.
I do believe that the coaches and administrators could do a bit more in terms of having a look at the NPL. Not many do that, and that's certainly a concern. There aren't too many fresh faces who are coming into the competition, and the gap is getting smaller and smaller. You know, the NPL clubs certainly are bridging the gap.
Mr. Rudin is a strong advocate for expanding football.
I think it's the most important part right now. I think in terms of going to the next level and all the areas of improvement that we need, I think expansion is top of the list. That's my personal opinion. I'm a big advocate for more teams in the competition, because I'd like to see new players given the opportunity to showcase their talent.
Despite all of the benefits, there is still some opposition to Southern expansion. Fans have argued that a third Sydney team would mean the original clubs in Sydney would potentially lose a section of their fan base. Vanessa Boldson, also a manager for fan engagement at the FFA, says we already know that this is not the case, considering the ongoing success of Sydney FC, despite the introduction of the Western Sydney Wanderers.
I think, if anything, it probably increases the existing club's appeal. In a way, so the derbies have obviously been very successful for us. And as you can see from the membership numbers as well, both clubs have increased by having that second team come in. So I don't think it's affected in any capacity.
And Ms. Laycock agrees, given the markedly different demographics in each part of Sydney.
Sydney is a big enough market for the two clubs. They've got totally different demographics and they've got different markets to focus on, and they have completely different ways of marketing to their different audiences. So I don't think there's an issue.
Mr. Foster also argued that fans worried about a small section of people changing allegiance are actually damaging the prospect of growth in the league.
That's exactly the type of thinking that's held the game back, and that's exactly the level of thinking that we really don't need anymore. But if someone is going to say to me that a city of the size of Sydney can only sustain two clubs, that's just patently stupid.
And had this message for those who still believe that expansion isn't the solution.
My main concern is that the game grows to the maximum amount. We've all been sitting around dreaming and hoping for football to become the number one sport in this country. It is not going to make it if we have two teams in Sydney. That's a fact.
Craig Foster, SBS football analyst and director of football at Southern Expansion, ending that report by Chris Jansen.